Hello again. Now, TT Week throws up so many variables, be it the weather, racing outcomes, visitor interactions. Every year, it's so, or can be, so different. The surgery tends to be settled on race days, mixed with busy on other days. Things actually continue as usual in essence, or so it should be. Nobody should be more than mildly inconvenienced, possibly just by sheer volumes of traffic movements, and certainly not medically disadvantaged. The modern motorcyclist, often more comprehensively equipped nowadays, nevertheless, the very nature of being exposed necessarily and closely to, with potentially very powerful and pretty aggressive machinery, is simply visceral in its effects. In the olden days, whenever they were, as if, we of course, GPs, had to be press-ganged into TT and Grand Prix practice sessions, and race duties sometimes too, as a matter of course. Remember those early morning practices wherein at 5 o'clock you'd be up, parked at an often favoured spot around the circuit. When the roads began reopening, off we'd resume for a quick shower, porridge and all the rest of it, before opening batting at our surgeries. Evening sessions on the circuit, likewise. Times have changed naturally, but things happen, and if you happen to live on the wrong side of the road, when all are closed for practice or racing, it remains a concern for some. The wise locals both know how this works and plan accordingly, only troubling us when really necessary. Usually it's sunburn, hay fever, insect bites and skin rashes that might be expected. This year, well, souls have been arriving in the surgery fully clad in winter gear. Had some folks in there with some significant symptoms, as always. One coughing up blood, another pooing same, another peeing same. Blood in any form coming out from where it's not expected will usually alarm most noticers of this. You might be surprised, though, by some responses. Some will simply ignore it through fear, indolence or ignorance. You may get away with it, but it's not a wise choice. Having said that, only about 20% of lung cancers actually present with coughing up blood. Years ago, it was more likely to be caused by TB, of course. Not seen a new lung TB for ages. Usually it's now a flare-up of long burned-out disease. The persistent cough for, say, 3 weeks or more, versus the TB abbot telling us last year on TV, still resonates in many minds. I've been coughing for more than 3 weeks, so I need to exclude lung cancer, they say. Most people have actually forgotten the advert by now. Maybe later in the year, it'll crop up again. Persistent coughing, though, will tend to harvest a good queue of adults concerned about lung cancer. The cough of lung cancer, though, to the experienced ear, subtly different. Lung cancer remains, though, a cancer of poor survival rates, from about 20 down to about 10%, 5 years from diagnosis. It's crucial the diagnosis is made early. Makes a massive difference, reaping much better rewards. Indeed, for some, curative. So fear not the inquiry at the surgery if you feel that your cough is different to the rest that have gone before. Equally, worry not if you find your doctor or nurses suggesting a chest x-ray. Most are fine. Any slightly unusual findings being followed up with a CT scan, an increasingly commonly used tool nowadays. The modern machinery fast and very effective. Like colour versus black and white televisions. Not routinely though, it is still a lot more radiation, x-ray radiation, than a chest x-ray, which I believe is still akin to a few trips across the pond in any current flying machine. Lung cancers worldwide are changing too. Whilst about three quarters are still, we think, due to smoking, pollution is now playing a part too. So, for example, in Asia, we're seeing lung cancers in younger adults and more women who don't smoke. Simply put, though, persistent unusual chest symptoms do deserve some inquiry. We do not see this as a nuisance. And if you're not minded to trouble the surgery, if your nearest and dearest are concerned, and sometimes, of course, they know you better than you know yourself, admit it, it's often true, just be sensible and do the necessary. You know it makes sense, as the old saying goes. Till next time, cheerio.